Ottawa, as a legacy mining operation enters its final years, Timmins James Bay MP Charlie Angus says it's essential the federal government is at the table to prepare for what's next. At the end of 2026, Glencore's Kidd Mine is slated to close. Today in the House of Commons, Angus asked Energy and Natural Resources Jonathan Wilkinson to commit to working with the City of Timmins on the transition. Related. Date set for closure of Timmins Kidd Creek Mine. Northern Ontario is no stranger to heartbreak mine and mill closures, but it doesn't have to be this way in Timmins. We have a huge opportunity to shift investments to the Timmins Nickel Project. That's a project that ticks all the boxes, critical minerals, job creation and supportive infrastructure, he said in Ottawa. Wilkinson said he'd be happy to sit down with the City of Timmins. Certainly critical minerals, including the Crawford Mine, offer enormous opportunities across this country. That is certainly true in Northern Ontario. The Crawford Mine is something that is a very important project moving forward, said Wilkinson. He also noted the $4.38 million from the Critical Mineral Infrastructure Fund cash recently given to Canada Nickel for its Crawford Nickel project, which is near the Kidd Creek mine site. Angus says he's been working with Timmins Mayor Michelle Boileau to help open doors at the federal level. The veteran MP, who is not seeking re-election next year, said he's talked to Wilkinson about Canada Nickel's potential on many occasions. I am pleased that Minister Wilkinson gets the importance of diversifying our economy in advance of the expected mine closure, said Angus in a news release.